Okay, so we're heading into the Seder, Mitzvah Hashem, we're heading into Pesach. To understand the Nakuda of the Seder, which is the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we need to understand what is the essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So to understand what it means, the Yetziah from Mitzrayim, that would be impossible to try to be a maven, to understand what it means, Yetziah from Mitzrayim, without understanding what Mitzrayim represents. Every nation has their inyan, every single nation has their oppression and their midah, which is antithetical to what Yahadus Torah stands for. And so there's an akuda called Mitzrayim, which we are going to delve into in Mitzvah Hashem, and with that we can understand why the Seder of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvahs of Leil HaSeder are such that it paints a picture of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because we're not actually leaving Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach, yet we say, Chayev Adam Liros Es Asmo Kilu Hu Yotzam in Mitzrayim. Essentially, it is taking place, so there must be something about our sitting together, the way that we do, and the Haggadah, how we do so, that is a Bechina of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay. So we have three matzahs. And these three matzahs represent many things. What we like to focus on today is Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. These three matzahs. The significance of Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, that when we eat these matzahs, which is so relevant and important to the Inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, why this kesher between Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov is so important. Secondly, we find a very interesting medrash. The medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Sneh in Parshas Shemais. So the Medrash says that Hashem spoke to Moshe, and he did so using his father's voice. And this is the pshat, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens up conversation with Avraham Avinu, he says to him, Anoichi Elai Keavicha, I am the God of your father. Avicha in the singular. Your father, Amram. Because he was using Amram's voice. And after that, he comes along and he says, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. Now Chazal explained the reason why he appeared to him in Amram's voice, so that is not to startle Moshe. This is going to be the first meeting between, formal meeting between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in order that it should be gentle, he came to him in the voice of Amram. But we need to understand in Pnimius a little bit more this connection being forged between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu using the voice of Amram. What that represents, because here when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was appearing to Moshe and he's setting the stage for Yetzias Mitzrayim, this has to be relevant to what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. Thirdly, state that in this conversation between Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlach no biyat tishlach. And Chazal have different ways of understanding what it is that Moshe Rabbeinu was suggesting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying, Shlach no biyat tishlach. The simple explanation would be Shlach Nabi Atishlach means to send Aaron HaKohen instead. Targum, however, learns Shlach Nabi Atishlach as meaning send Eliyahu HaNavi in my stead. Send Eliyahu HaNavi in my stead. And there's different ways of explaining why it is that Moshe wants Eliyahu / Pinchas to go in his place. But in the framework of what we're going to build in Mirz Hashem, we need to explain why it is Shlach Nabi Atishlach, and Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he would not be the right person for this task. Rather, Eliyahu HaNavi would be the right one. Now, to begin, Sefer Shmos begins by telling us that Eilei Shmos b'nei Yisrael haboyim mitzrayim es Yaakov ishu beisei bahu. And it goes on and it lists the names of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And then it says, Vayakam elechadash al mitzrayim asher layoda as Yosef. That a melech chadash came on the scene who did not know Yosef. Why does Sefer Shmos begin this way? Don't we know the names of Yaakov Avinu's children? But the pshat is that when we understand what the Nakuda of Mitzrayim is about, we'll see that Mitzrayim is the antithesis of this concept. What is the inyan of Paro in Mitzrayim? The inyan of Paro in Mitzrayim is to detach the musig, the concept of the relationship between father and son. There are many relationships which we have in our lives, many different dynamics, but the one between father and son was something that Paro cannot be saiva, which is antithetical to the whole sheet of Mitzrayim. If we take a look at the inyan of Paro from what we see from the Torah, we'll see this come out. The Torah says that Paro and his advisors were very concerned about the population of Klal Yisrael. And Paro, in his wisdom, has a chap. What's going to be the teretz to this issue? Kol habein hayeloid la'yayra tashlichu. It was a gzeira on the banim, which means that as soon as the children were born, they were taken away from their parents and they should be killed. That, of course, we look at it, bepashtas, as a gzeira of murder, of ritzicha. But what that means in Pinyas, in explaining the essence of who Paro is that Paro is making a gzeira to detach the avos and the banim. And even later on in the process, when Yetzias Mitzrayim has begun, through the Makos, Moshe Rabbeinu says, we're all leaving Mitzrayim. Paro objects. No, lechu na ha-givarin. Only the men should leave. But who should stay behind? The zakenim and the na'arim. Again, this is an attempt by Paro to say that only the fathers should leave. Only fathers should leave. But by allowing only the fathers should leave, that means to say that the elders shouldn't leave, which means that every single father is also a son to his parents. And every father is a father to his children. So by saying, let the fathers leave Mitzrayim, Paro is saying, we're making a detachment in Yetzias Mitzrayim from the fathers and the children. To which, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu says, that's not happening. Bizkeinenu ubinereinu neilech. Bivaneinu ubivneisenu. It's got to be everybody. And the reason why is because Yetzias Mitzrayim represents this musig of the antithesis of what Paro and Mitzrayim represents, which is the sinyan of Avos and Banim. In fact, the Gemara on Yevamos Daf Tzadik Chesam and Aleph has a discussion about Yichus, and it talks about what if a child was conceived by a goy, and then by the mother who was a goya, and then she becomes Jewish and she gives birth to the child in the state of being a Jew, as a Giyayus. And the Gemara, in discussing this back and forth, throws out an expression and says, Ein av lemitzri. As if to say that a Goy doesn't have any Yichus. And the Rishonim are bothered by, what does it mean, Ein av lemitzri? We're not talking about Mitzrayim here in the Sugya, we're talking about all Goyim. Why does the Gemara use the term Ein av lemitzri? But in Pnimius, the Vart is Ein Av L'Mitzri, is because the whole Musak of Mitzrayim is Ein Av. Yes, in Halacha, there's an Inyan that there's no Yichus, let's say, by a guy. But this idea that there's no Avhus, there's no Banim to an Av, That's called Ein Av LeMitzri. Mitzrayim holds of that sheet. In fact, when we have Yaakov's children come down to Mitzrayim, and all they know is that Yosef is Tzafnas Peneach, that he's the Mishneh LeMelech LeParo, one of the first things which Yosef says to them is what? Hayesh lechem av oyach. Do you have a brother and do you have a father? This is the opening words that Yosef says to the brothers. And these opening words are coming to demonstrate and to teach us what the inyan, what the nekuda is of the voice viceroy of Mitzrayim. That he's filling the shoes of Paro. Hayesh lechem av oyach. When you come to Mitzrayim, you're being questioned, do you have a father or not? Do you have a brother or not? Because in Mitzrayim, these things are not taken for granted. Ein av l'mitzri. When you come into Mitzrayim, the musig of what you think is so true, that there's an av, and there's an ach in Mitzrayim, such a thing doesn't exist. In fact, what does Paro do to Yosef when he comes down to Mitzrayim? As far as he knows, this Yosef is an Ivri. He's not coming down with any father or mother. He's coming down solo. He's very impressed by Yosef's understanding of the dreams. And by the way, just note the dreams of Paro. Paro's dreams are what? The Paro's having dreams that Parim, cows, are coming out of the river. As if to say that they're being born from the river. Right? Cows are not born from the river. Humans are not born from the river. Neither is wheat or anything of the such. But the musuk in Mitzrayim is that no, there's no av in Mitzrayim. And the rashis of all that is Paro, because Paro himself was born out of the river. And so the whole shita of Mitzrayim is one of ein av l'mitzri. Paro being the head of that, the Paro was born from the river, he doesn't have a father, he's born from the river. And all of Mitzrayim follows suit that they want to be doimet to Paro, that there's an Indian in Mitzrayim called Ein Av LeMitzri. And so after that, the Yosef has a Havana in these dreams, and he's very impressed by this Yosef, and he also seemingly doesn't have a father and a mother, how he made his way down to Mitzrayim. He says to Yosef, I'm appointing you Sheini LeMelech, Mishnah LeMelech, and I'm giving you a title, Vayikru LeFanav, Avreich. Avreich. So what does it mean, Avreich, that he's called an Avreich? So Zakt Rashi, Korni Chazal, Avreich means Av b'chachma and Rach b'shanim. That he's a father in chachma, that he's young in his years. This, Rabbi Yisai, is a complete distortion of the musag of an Av. Because in Mitzrayim, Av has no technical definition. You're not called an Av in Mitzrayim because you give birth to anybody. You're called an Av Mitzrayim because you have great Chachma, perhaps. You're an Av B'Chachma. And here, Yosef didn't even have any children yet. He wasn't married yet. But yet, Paro says, in Mitzrayim, there's no Musag of Av. No, Avreich. In Mitzrayim, what's called an Av is an Av B'Chachma. You can touch the dreams, you're an Av. But the Musag of real Avos in Mitzrayim, no. Ain't Av LeMitzri. There's no Avos here. This, of course, this Mida is the complete opposite of what Yosef represents. And so therefore, the Klipa, the Satan Paro, tried very hard to wipe away any memories of Yosef and any connection which he may have had to his fathers. Because we know that Yosef represents the Mida of Yesod. And without getting into any what Yesod is in depth, but we know just simply that Yesod means the Mokum HaBris. It represents the Kesher between the father and his children. And Kol Zman that Yosef was in Mitzrayim, the whole Hatzlacha of Yosef was that he never forgot where he came from. He was never Mesiach Das from Yaakov Avinu. Ad kedei kach, then in the moment of that nisayon with Eishes Potiphar, Chazal say, Ra pnei aviv b'chalayim, that he saw his father's image. That his father's image came back to him. And so memela, Yosef's Hatzlacha was the Hiskashus to Yaakov. The Kesher between Av and Ben. So Mamela, going back to the beginning of the Parsha, that the Parsha is telling us in the beginning of Shemais, Bnei Yisrael come down to Mitzrayim. How do Yidin come down to Mitzrayim? Ve'ele Shemais Bnei Yisrael habayim Mitzrayim. Klai Yisrael comes down fortified. Ve'ele Shemais Bnei Yisrael. Yaakov has children. Yaakov has children. And you need to know that Yaakov's children are Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. That there's an inyan which is called an Av and Banim. And that's a Yiddish Musag, which is antithetical to everything of what Mitzrayim represents. And Yosef is already in Mitzrayim, and he never forgets his Kesher. Testimony to that is when he reveals himself to the brothers, what does he say? Ha'oid Avi Chai, I still have my Kesher to Yaakov Avinu. So Memele Vayakam Melech Mitzrayim. Vayakam Melech Hadashah Mitzrayim. Asher lo yada es Yosef. Doesn't just mean that he doesn't know Yosef. It means to say that the Midah of Yesod, the Midah of Yosef, the Kesher, the Hiskashrus between Av and Ben, this Melech Hadash worked very hard to erase any memory, any Kesher between Av and Ben, which there may have been until then. Now let's come for a moment to the inyan of Moshe. We explained a little bit this inyan of Paro, this inyan of Yosef, and really Paro and Yosef are antithetical. Paro means Ein Av L'Mitzvi, and he tries to impress that on Yosef, but Yosef will not forget. He's not Mesiach Das between this Kesher, between him and his forefathers. He preserves that. And Bederech Remez, Paro Yosef, is Gematria Avos Ubanim. Avos Ubanim. That the whole Milchama between Paro and Yosef is an inyan of Avos Ubanim. Now, with Moshe Rabbeinu, we find something interesting. Moshe Rabbeinu is born, and immediately, as soon as Moshe is born, he's v'chlal de gezeira, he's nitpas in that gezeira of being thrown into the Nile River, and there's a separation which takes place between Moshe and his father, Moshe and his mother. However, he is found by Basya, and he's raised in the house of Paro. We spoke about this inyan not long ago in Shabbos morning, that as far as we know, as far as Mitzrayim knows, and to the extent in which Klal Yisrael knows, we don't know. But what we do know is that Moshe is being brought up in the house of Paro, by Paro, without a father. Without a father. The only figurehead that he has in his life is a mother called Basya, but a father Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have. And we can perhaps, what would be most likely is that Paro was like his father, an Avrech, a father figure. But as father, Moshe didn't have. Now, this is going to be, in Mitzvah Hashem, a discussion for another time in terms of when and how Moshe Rabbeinu discovered he was a Jew. It's a very fascinating question, a very fascinating discussion in the Rishonim, which again, I hope we can discuss at a later time, but just a Rashi Prakim to mention this inyan. Ever wonder to yourself, when and how did Moshe Rabbeinu discover that he was Jewish? Right? Till the age of 2 years old, it would seem, Moshe was being raised by Yocheved. And then at some point, maybe even during that time, it could be that she wasn't raised by Yocheved, it was only when he needed to be nursed, he was by Yocheved. But it could be that the entire time he was growing up in the house of Paro. When and how did Moshe discover that he was Jewish? The Torah says, "Vayetze alachav." At some point he knew, "Vayar b'sivleisam," that these were his brothers. When did he discover that he was Jewish? How did that happen? Was he the only one who knew? Or maybe Klal Yisrael knew, maybe Klal Yisrael didn't know. Maybe there was just this guy who was dressed as a Mitzri nobleman, a dignitary, who was coming out and helping them, who was very curious about their status, what's going on in Mitzrayim. But it could be that they didn't know that he was Jewish b'chlal. Furthermore, when did Moshe Rabbeinu know that he was actually the son of Aaron and Yocheved? It could be that he only knew he was Jewish, but he didn't know that his ancestry. Maybe he didn't know his ancestry at all. But before we get to that nekuda, notice that the Goyal Shel Yisrael is growing up in the house of Paro without a father. And that's what it means to be in the house of Paro. To be in the house of Paro, to be in that circle of the base Paro, there needs to be Beli'av. Beli'av. Now it could be, B'derech Efster, that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Sinai, going back to our questions we said before, the significance of the Kol Amra, it could be that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Sinai, at that moment, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him in the voice of Amram, and he said to him, Anoichi Elokei Avicha. Here he was telling Moshe Rabbeinu who his father is. Dehainu. It could be that until now, certainly, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu knew he was Jewish, Vayesi Elachav, but he didn't know who his father was. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu something which is completely mind-blowing. Dehainu, that of course, if Moshe Rabbeinu was a Jew, he knew that there was a Gadol Ador who lived, or maybe was alive, that who was once there, and his name was Amram. And he was the Gadol Shel Yisrael. To think that Moshe Rabbeinu, that I, Moshe, that I know that I'm Jewish, but to know that I'm the son of the Gadol Yisrael, it could be that this Besaira of Anoichi Elokei Avicha was not just him telling him that just to ease things in and to say, here I am appearing to you in a familiar voice, which would see the Pashtas. But it could be that in Pnimius he was telling him at this moment, Anoichi Elokei Avicha means that your father is Amram. Your father is Amram. And the reason why this is taking place at that moment is because this is the moment of the introduction to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And being that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Goyal from Mitzrayim, Goyal from Mitzrayim means a hiskashrus between Av and Ben. That's what Yetzias Mitzrayim represents. So this moment of Elokei Avicha, Anoichi Elokei Avicha means, Anoichi Elokei Avicha means that his kashrus is now been forged between Amram and Moshe. And this goes so far because Moshe Rabbeinu has two children, Gershom and Eliezer. And what does Moshe Rabbeinu say about Eliezer? Ki Elokei Avi Be'ezri. That he even names his son Eliezer, Al Shem Elokei Avi Be'ezri, that he has an Av. And he says that Elokei Avi Be'ezri, that the God who appeared to me, he calls him Elokei Avi, the God of my father. Meaning that at that moment that Moshe Rabbeinu is forging a Kesher, bringing a new child into the world, and he has to give him a name, Shmois B'nei Yisrael, and he's creating a Kesher between him and his son, Moshe Rabbeinu is going back to Elokei Avi Be'ezri. And this is called the Hatzalah from Paro. Because the Kesher between Elokei Avi, this is the God of my fathers, and the God of my father is my God. That Kesher is an Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We see this as well by every single day in davening. We say Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kriya Shema, and Chazal tell us there's a halacha of Smichus Geula Letfila. We have to be Soimech Geula Letfila. What does it mean to be Soimech Geula Letfila? To be Soimech Geula Letfila means is that you have to be Soimech Yetzias Mitzrayim to Tfila. How do we make that kasher between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Tfila? To be Soimech Geula Letfila, we say things like this. We say Aleveseinu, Vialinu, Vialbanenu, Valdareseinu. We talk about Aveseinu and Banenu. And then we say, Ezras Aveseinu. You were the Ezra of our father. Magin Moshe Livnei Machareim. And you do that not just for the fathers, but also for the Banim. And then we begin Shmona Esrei. We enter in. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, Velokei Aveseinu, Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov. There's a hiskashus. We're making a hiskashus and we're saying, Elokeinu is Elokei Aveseinu, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. There's this yichud which is taking place that my God is the God of my father. Elokei Avi Be'ezri. Because that's what Yetzias Mitzrayim represents. And it could be that Paro and Mitzrayim were so successful in wiping away from Klal Yisrael any memory of Yosef, which means any memory of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It could even be explained that by the Sineh, when Moshe Rabbeinu is told by Hashem, you're my man, and he says to Moshe Rabbeinu that you should tell the Jewish people, Elokei Aveiseichem Shlachani Aleichem, the God of your fathers is sending me. Moshe Rabbeinu says back, they're going to say to me, what's his name? So the simple pshat of what that means is, what's his name? What's the name of the God? But it could be, Mashamay means, what's the name of our forefathers? Meaning that since Mitzrayim's klipa is that there should be no keshi between Av and Banim, we take it for granted that the Yidden remembered that they knew who Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were. Who says? Who says that they knew? As soon as Asher lo yoda es Yosef, if we don't know who Yosef is, who's the kesher between the Banim and the Avos, who's to say that the Yidden knew that they were Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Maybe they didn't even know. Ve'amr li mashmoy ma'amar aleichem. And when we go into the Haggadah, we see this musik. The Haggadah begins with the words. Begins with the words. I mean, the actual magid of the Haggadah. Arami Oyved Avi. Arami Oyved Avi means that the Arami, the klipa called Lavan, this klipa called Arami, Oyved Avi. He wishes to obliterate any inyan of Avi. Arami Oyved Avi. But we say, as the psukim go on, we darshin, Vanitzak El Hashem Elekeya Veseinu. We cry out to the God of our forefathers. To the God of our forefathers, not even our God. Firstly, to the God of our forefathers. That his kashrus is to Avraham and to Yitzchak and to Yaakov. And we say as the Haggadah go on, if not for the fact that Ashok took out Aveseinu, doesn't just mean our forefathers, meaning those who preceded us. It means Aveseinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We know that Avram went down to Mitzrayim and was taken out. Yaakov went down to Mitzrayim and was taken out. It's only because Avram went down to Mitzrayim in the beginning of Lech Lecha that he emerged from Mitzrayim. It was only because Yaakov, when he went down to Mitzrayim and he emerged from Mitzrayim, do we have a kreach to leave Mitzrayim? Because there's an inyan of Maisa Avosim and Lebanim. Interesting to point out is that as soon as the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram Avinu, Lech Lecha mi'artzecha u'mimoladetecha mi'beis avicha, you should leave your house and the house of your father. Leave your father's house. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is separating Avram from Terach. He says, leave your father's house. Where does Avram go? To Mitzrayim. Because Mitzrayim is the place where if you don't have a father, you go down to Mitzrayim. But by the end of the Seder, it has to be so clear to us, this connection which we have to the Avos HaKadoshim, that we say, Shloisha Miyadeya, Shloisha ani yoideya, shloisha avos. That there has to be such a yediyah. That the opposite of asher lo yodas Yosef, you have to be yoideya, shloisha ani yoideya, that there's shloisha avos. The hiskashos which we have to the avos akdashim. Because the whole geula from Mitzrayim comes from this kesher, which is between the avos and the banim. The chazal darshin. Medaleg al haharim, the Pesach is a lesson of jumping. Medaleg al haharim, Chazal say in the Medrash, haharim in harim ala avos. The harim is the avos. That Hashem jumped on the backs of the forefathers of Avraham and Yaakov to take us out of Mitzrayim. And in the same way that He took them out of Mitzrayim, we're able to also leave Mitzrayim. But it's the avos who are leaving Mitzrayim. And if there's a hiskashos between the banim and the avos, then the banim leave as well. Because we're connected to the avos HaKadosh. Well, this we can understand parenthetically why it is that when you come to Matan Torah, that we have Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yilecha, we have the Inyan of Shabbos, and then we have Kavod Avicha V'Simcha. And there are so many shurim which are given about what is Kavod Avicha have to do with the Aseres HaDibros. Right. The other five on the left side I get. The four which preceded that I get. But what about Kavod Avicha? What's the Inyan? The chat is this. That we need to understand that Yetzias Mitzrayim, the culmination of it is Matan Torah. The giving of the Torah is the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim. As the Zohar says, the Torah mentions 50 times Yetzias Mitzrayim, connected to 50 days from Yetzias Mitzrayim until Matan Torah. So Mamela, since Matan Torah is an inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim ain of Lemitzri. So Mamela, as part of the Aseres HaDibros, of which begins Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hoitzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, we have the mitzvah of Kavod Avicha. Because Kavod Avicha, that mitzvah is what propels Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the essence of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That there should be a kibud av, that means there's a bend to an av. That's the opposite of ein av Lemitzri. Let's go back to our questions. What's the inyan of the Gimel Matzos? The inyan of the Gimel Matzos as it pertains to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, these three matzos, is because the eating of the matzah is the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the eating of the matzah means a kesher between us, the Banim, and the Avos HaKadosh. Therefore, it has to be that the Gimel Matzos represent the Avos. There has to be that parallel. Because the matzah, which is Yetzias Mitzrayim, is a kesher to the Avos. And the emuna, which matzah represents, is not just stam emuna. There's a type of an emuna which is called ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim, the Gemara says. That we have our emuna because our forefathers were ma'aminim. Because if I have to just be samech on my emuna, that's not going to be so good. But if I can raise myself to the level of what's called the emuna that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had, that type of an emuna, which is a very high level of emuna, obviously, that type of an emuna, if I have that in my life, that's an emuna, which is an emuna of Yetzias Mitzrayim. To be ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. So no matter what, if I may be a ma'amin, which is why I'm sitting at the night of the Seder by the table, but by eating these matzahs, I'm attaching myself to the emuna of Avram, which is the matzah al-yayna, to the emuna of Yitzchak, which is the matzah emtzai, to the emuna of Yaakov, which is the matzah tachtai. Every single Jew has an upgrade in their emuna the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that upgrade in emuna through the hiskashos between Avos and Banim, that is what Yetzias Mitzrayim really is. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu says by the Sneh, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, and he comes to him in the Kol Amram, and he's forging that kesher between Av and Banan, and he's explaining to him what it means Yetzias Mitzrayim. The reaction of Moshe is, Shlach no biyat tishlach. I'm not the right guy for the job. If you're looking to make keshers between Avos and Banim, the man for the job is Eliyahu Navi. Because Eliyahu Navi, says the Navi, is the one of which it says, V'heishiv leiv Avos al Banim, v'leiv Banim al Avoysa. Eliyahu has the inyan of bringing Avos to Banim and we're bringing Banim to Avos. That is the inyan of Eliyahu Navi. And therefore we can understand why the whole inyan of Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Torah, is magdir this mitzvah with the words V'higadat Labincha. V'higadat Labincha means, even though Al-Pi Halacha, if you take a look in Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, even if the person doesn't have a ben, he's not exempt from the mitzvah. So why is it called V'higadat Labincha? Because the whole inyan of Mitzrayim is to be mafrid between Avos and Banim. So therefore, Yetzias Mitzrayim means V'higadat Labincha, to forge a kesher between Avos and Banim. And that's in Eliyahu Navi Deke Inyan Ve'ishi Le'Avos HaBanim Le'Banim HaLavoysa. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, if you're looking for that, if that's what Yetzias Mitzrayim represents, so I'm not the guy, Ein Av LeMitzri, I grew up in a house without a father. Now you're telling me I have a kesher to Amram, which is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intention was, is that now you're fit for the job, because now that I told you, you have that kesher. He said, but who represents this midah? This midah is the midah of Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu is, of course, the gematria ben. Eliyahu represents this inyan of being makasher the avos to the banim. And that's where the very chaviv dikolashim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael, which is expressed by Moshe through the whole inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is one of Bini Bechari Yisrael. Bini Bechari Yisrael is a lashon which emerges from the Seyid of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, Bini Bechari Yisrael. This whole act of Yetzias Mitzrayim is one of Bini Bechari Yisrael. Something which is done a musik in Mitzrayim. So the very bringing down of an or like this into Mitzrayim is what thrusts Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Because it's the antithesis of everything which Yetzias Mitzrayim represents. This kesher between the Avos and the Banim, but especially between Aviseinu, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov and us. And in the same way, Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim and they felt that they were bare, that they had nothing, Va'at Arum Ve'erya, felt that they had no Zchusim. It was the kesher between us and Aviseinu, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, which took us out of Mitzrayim. And as long as we were Makushar to the Avos, that's the Zchus Hatzalah which we have. So I think we got back to our questions already. We addressed the inyan of Eilish Shmois Bnei Yisrael, the Gemal Matzos, and Amram, and Eliyahu, and Shlachnu B'Yatishlach, the essence of Mitzrayim, this period and this kesher which comes and takes place between Av and Ben. And there's other inyan in terms of why Yosef is called Evan. Evan is a lashon of Av and Banim, and other things as well, but we'll leave it at that. We'll leave it at this inyan. So what takes place, therefore, is that one of the things that we hope for in Tzias Mitzrayim, I think a little bit of a takeaway, is that, of course, the essence of the Arba Banim, the inyan of Yigadat HaLabincha, but also what these matzahs represent. Chazal say that a child doesn't know how to say Abba until he eats Dagan. And the reason why matzah is what's chosen is because matzah is Dagan, is that it allows us to say Abba. It allows us to say Abba. It opens up within ourselves the kesher which we have with Kodesh Baruch Hu. The relationship of a ben to an ab, b'ni b'char Yisrael, b'ni b'char Yisrael. That relationship of ab and ben, the relationship between ab and ben is what is so cherished, which is so cherished. And we should hope that by eating these matzahs, we have to be mamish, look forward to what's about to hit us, is that we're going to walk into this night and we're going to be involved in this kesher. But what's going to come out of eating this matzahs is that we want to be zeichet to what's called maminim b'nei maminim. We want to be Yoyrish, as Banim of the Avos, the Emunah which they leave us. The Yerusha which we have from the Avos is this level of Emunah. Like when they Israel, when they come to Kriyas Yamsuf, which is also like the culmination on some level of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the special Shavachit, Elokei Avi Varamimenu. But we hope that whatever level of Emunah which we're on, we always have higher levels of Emunah to look forward to, because Emunah is Beli Sof. And it's only when we reach the level of Emunah of the Avos, that's just called Maminim B'nei Maminim, will we truly be Niga, like the Ramban writes at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, that Geula means when the Banim are on the level of the Avos. That's what's called Geula. And we're going through tests right now, and through this whole Sugya of Corona, that once again, this Klipa, This machla is trying to be mafred avos and banim, which is why we need a lot of chizuk in this Pesach of being mechazik people that although they're used to sitting with their fathers and with their mothers and the grandparents, and there's a whole tzura how a seder takes place, and this machla is coming in right in the middle of this man, is trying to be mafred between the avos and the banim. But there's an achama which we have that avos and banim, that kesher, is not something which is circumstantial. It's not only when we sit together with avos and banim at the seder that's called Geula. Of course, it's the inyan of Geula, which is why we do it that way. The Torah says, L'mishpacha yiseichem, shachatu ha-pasach. That it's called, it's an inyan of mishpacha, which is no inyan of mishpacha by Yitzias Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim. Only by Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the real inyan, whether a person is sitting with family, whether he's sitting alone, when he holds those matzahs, when he eats those matzahs, he's being makasher himself to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. He's sitting with his parents. He's sitting with his forefathers. And he's mekasher himself to Kodesh Baruch Hu as an inyan of B'nei B'chari Yisrael, that he's the child of Kodesh Baruch Hu. That musuk is essentially what Yetzias Mitzrayim is. The more that we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a loving Father, no matter what's going on around me, no matter what circumstances are, what challenges I have in my life, that I know that it all comes from HaKel Echad, who is a loving and compassionate Father, that He loves us more than anything, and that He's a tzaddik b'chol derecha, v'chassid b'chol ma'asav. V'chassid b'chol ma'asav. The Belzer Rebbe was once sitting by the Seder, and he saw that his Rebbetzin, and she looked a little bit sad. And he said to her, "Why are you so sad?" He says, "The Abbas HaKadoshim are sitting here. And you should be sad. Look, the Abbas are here." It means to say that the Abbas come to all of our star. If they wouldn't come to our Seder, then there wouldn't be a Geula. That's what it means. The Hiskashus to Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov is what Geula Yisrael means. Which is why also by the Sukkah, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov come to the Sukkah. There's the Kesher. There's a Hekesh, Tesvav, between Sukkot and Pesach. Sukkot is Zeichel Yitzchak Yisrael too. It's that kesher between Avos and Banim, which is really what the Yetziah Mitzrayim is all about. That's what it's all about. We should be zeicha that when eating these matzahs and going through the whole Seder, we should be upgraded and elevated to the darg of the Avos, that we should have enough emunah to recognize that no matter where we are in life, no matter what situation we have, when we're mekusher to our Father and we know that we're in His loving hands, which is called maminim b'nei maminim, we can be in a state of a geula no matter what's going on around us. The Amunah itself is the Inyan of Geula. The Amunah itself is the Inyan of the Geula, and we should be Zeicha, and of the Schus of the Mitzvahs, and of the Schus of the Avos HaKadoshim, Kama Shahaya Oz, it should be now as well, that in their Schus, and in the Schus of all the Karbanos which we're seeing right now, Mamish, and in the Schus of all the years of this Kesher between Avos and Banim, we should be Zeicha to finally see this giloy of ma'amina b'nei ma'amina. We should be elevated to the darg of the avos and to be zeicha to the gula shlema. V'bias goyal tzedek m'hir v'meinu amen. Okay. Shkoyach everybody for joining.